Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For many of you that might be unfamiliar with my voice because you're a first-time listener, my name is Peter Mingles. We started this radio show a long time ago. It's 2012 into 2013, which is kind of a long time ago if you really think about it. We've done thousands and thousands and thousands of shows. And recently, over the last couple of months, we started doing a radio show with a good friend of ours. His name is always Stephen Gregg. Stephen with a PH, I remember that because my dad was a PH. Gregg has three G's in it. So if you think it through, I bet you didn't think about that question today. G-R-E-G-G, you'll be able to find him on Building Fortunes Radio. He's got this thing that we call the Business Sales Accelerator Academy, which is really unique and very special, and we have him back on Building Fortunes Radio almost every week so we can talk about different and various things that are happening that you could be able to use to help you build whatever it is that you might be building. Now, Stephen and I go way, way back. He was actually a distributor of a network marketing company that I was a distributor of as well, but I didn't know him back then. So I was trained by similar people he was trained by. So when he first came on our radio shows, I'm like, this guy knows what he's talking about. Like, he's doing it, and he's living it, and he's doing the same stuff that we used to use as far as the fundamentals way back when, even still today, which, by the way, work like crazy. So he's a great coach, a great mentor, a great teacher, and his Business Sales Accelerator Academy is probably one of the best deals you could ever take advantage of. And it's really no money to speak of, relatively speaking, and he'll get into that in a second, but it's really what you do with it that could really swing open a whole bunch of doors for you as well, plus the idea that you'll be able to work with Stephen on a regular basis. So, Stephen Gregg, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hey, Peter, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And, yeah, I'm excited about talking about what I got to discuss today because, as you always say, I've been doing it all day, and I absolutely have been doing it all day. I just got done, took about a 15-minute break, and I'm back at it right now.
So,
yeah, I know you do, because I call you at midnight, and you're still humping. So I get it.
Yep. We're rolling.
But I do got some good stuff. I got some new stuff for today that I want to share. Some things you may not even know about yet that I haven't told you.
So, there we go.
Yeah,
there
definitely got some good stuff for me.
Up.
Yeah, so I want to talk about some things of how to make it big in 2020, because as you know, and as everybody that's listening knows, that, you know, the world is locked down and there's issues going on in different places. But it's funny. I've been doing these interviews because I'm doing a program called You Can Success Summit, and that You Can Success Summit is a conglomeration of successful people in the market right now, in the field right now, that are either six or seven figures. Some of them may even be eight-figure income earners in their particular business. And what they're doing is giving you real-life tips and real-life strategies of what they're doing right now in the world, in this situation that we're in. These are people that are thriving, not dying or starving. So the reason I wanted to bring that up is because they've given a lot of insights and a lot of great tips that people can use to be successful right now. And I actually want to talk about one of the tips that I started doing because over the last, I'd say 33 years since I've been in the industry, but I'd say the last 20 years, so 21 years, I've been doing direct sales. And that's all I know is direct sales. That's all I've known is how to meet people and help them do business with me or help them in whatever their situation is in their life. And that's what I've been good at. And those are the basics that Peter was just mentioning. I've mastered those, and I got really, really good at them. But, you know, times have changed, and a lot of people are at home. A lot of people are not working right now. A lot of people are struggling. A lot of people are out of work. 40 million in the U.S. alone, not including what's going on around the world. So there's a lot of people right now that are in between money trying to figure out what to do. And so what I want to talk about is how can they make it big? Or if that's you listening to this message right now, how can you make it big in 2020? You know, where you are right now. So I want to talk about some of those things, and then I'll show you some of the new things that I'm doing with the academy that he mentioned. One of the things I realized is that I was a dinosaur. And let me tell you what I mean by that. You know, I've been doing direct sales for a long time, like I said, one-on-one, belly-to-belly, which is very important skill to learn. You have to learn that skill because it's mandatory to know how to do that. But nowadays, technology has changed, and now everybody's, you know, sheltered at home and sheltered in place, and everybody's online. And as I talk to people, you know, especially people over 50 like myself, a lot of the time they don't know what to do online. They don't know how to do it online. They don't know what to build online. They don't know how to build their business online. And so that's where they're struggling. And so one of the things I started looking at is how can I change and revamp my business to add another component to it? So I did. I went to a program last week. It was a company called ClickFunnels, and they had a big event, 3-day event, and I went to it. And it was actually online as well. It was a virtual event. So I watched it. And it was probably one of the most phenomenal events I've seen in a long time because it talked about funnels and how to use funnels. And I've known about funnels over the years, and I've known what they are, which I'll explain in a moment. But what I didn't know, and this is what I didn't get, the importance and why virtually every business needs one. They all have one at some level, which I'll tell you now, I'll tell you in a minute, but I didn't realize how important it is for the average Joe to have some type of funnel, which I'll talk about multiple types of funnels here in a second. So now what I've done is I revamped my business. At first I had to change my thinking because I've been the sales coaching pro. I advanced to the business sales expert, and then I became the mentor for the masses. That's my brand. But what I had to do is I had to change my whole mindset and say, now I am a marketer. I am a marketer. I know how to market online. I had to change who I am because you're going to perform exactly how you see yourself. So I had to see myself as a marketer. So I went and I joined their very high-end program, which is, you know, a lot of money, six figures for their coaching program. I joined it because if I want to become a marketer, I need to be around 6- and 7- and 8-figure income earners that know how to do what I want to learn how to do. So I did. So I joined their program, and then I created my own little mastermind group that I started training people how to do what I'm learning so that I can learn it better. But I need to tell you what funnels are because a lot of people just don't get what funnels are because I didn't get what funnels are. So let me just kind of tell you. If you don't know what funnels are, maybe you've heard it or you've seen ads all around the world about you need to have a funnel. Let me explain what a funnel is. First of all, you already have a funnel. If you're in direct sales or if you own a business or you're in sales, you have somewhat of a funnel because a funnel is just it's a sales process. That's all it is. So if you are in outside sales and you sell door-to-door, you have a funnel. Your funnel is you get out of your car, you go walk up to a house, you knock on the door, you say a presentation. They either let you in and do business with them or they don't. That's a funnel. That's a sales process. Or if you're in inside sales, maybe you do telemarketing. The company has a funnel. They run ads on TV or online, and then the leads come in. They go into a system. They get into a queue, and then you pick up the phone. You answer the phone. You go to a presentation. They buy from you or they don't. That's a funnel. It's a sales funnel. So it's a sales process that every business and every entrepreneur needs. So when I looked at that, I said, wow, you know, I didn't realize that every business needs a funnel, but what entrepreneurs and small business owners and network marketers need, they need to have their own sales funnel in addition to what the company offers. Because a lot of the time the company offers a sales process or a funnel that's ineffective. Here's why. They're not in the field. They're not building it. They don't know it works. They don't know the words that work and stuff like that. That's why they have 15, 20 different types of systems in one network marketing business or one direct sales company. Because they're not in the field. They just give you a script and say, go get them and pat you on the butt and say, go make it happen. There's no that's a system. But I think it's a really ineffective and inefficient system. So what I realized is that I need to be teaching sales funnels. I need to be teaching people that sales process online so that people can build a worldwide business in 2020. And so that's what I've done. So a couple things I've done is, one is I revamped my Business Sales Accelerator Academy, and now I call it You Can Worldwide. Now, that business is not up and running yet. The website's not done yet. We're just finishing it up now because we're doing a pre-launch for the people that do join the Business Sales Accelerator Academy. So businesssalesaccelerator.com, the people that are members there will be what's called founders of You Can Worldwide. And the reason why I called it You Can, because this is something I created 30 years ago, which was I Can. And it was called I Can Worldwide. And it was a project I wanted to really help people in their lives. But now, you know, it's not about me. It's not about I. It's about you. So everything I do is about you. It's how can I help you succeed? How can I help you grow? How can I help you become better? How can I help you achieve your goals and your dreams and take care of your family during these tough times? So that's why I renamed it, called it You Can Worldwide. Now, you can what? You can do whatever you want to do. So you don't have a money problem right now. And this is the one thing I have to tell people consistently. You don't have a money problem. You have an idea problem. You haven't created an idea good enough that people will be willing to pay you for it. So that's one of the things I'm going to be doing is creating, you know, trainings and teaching people live how to build out their sales funnel, take it online, and then take it offline so you can have the best of both worlds in 2020 and you know, beyond. So sales funnels are a sales process. So the first thing I want to tell you that I'd recommend you to start thinking about doing, and not thinking about doing, just doing, forget thinking about it, is you need to build a list. You need to build your email list and your text message list, your database, because your money is in your list. And I know a lot of people may have heard that before, but I know it even more so now, and a lot of people are knowing it more now because, see, a lot of people that I know that are good friends of mine that are doing well right now during this tough time, they all had a list. So when the tough time came and they locked us down at home, all they had to do was push a button, send out an email, and they still generated business. People that didn't have a list, not so much. They're struggling because they can't go door-to-door anymore. They can't go out and meet people anymore. So they now had to figure out how to do business online. And like I said, a lot of them were dinosaurs, and they don't know how to use the technology that's available to them. So you need to get a list, and you need to get good at it. So there's some ways to build a funnel that can help you build a list. And that's one of the things inside the academy, the new academy that I'll be launching here shortly, we'll be able to help you do. We'll help you build lists because one of the ways you want to build a list is you want to figure out what you're good at. So here's a couple of techniques for you that you can use that you can start, you know, building a list with. Because a lot of people right now that are out of work, maybe listening to this message right now, and maybe you don't have a business. Maybe you don't know what to do. You don't know what the problem is. Like I said, you don't have a money problem. You have an idea problem. So I'm going to give you a way to get those ideas out of your head and into the marketplace where people will pay for it. Let me give you an idea. So the first thing you want to do is ask yourself the right questions. Remember this sentence. The questions are the answers. So you got to ask yourself the right questions, then you'll get the right answers. So here's the question. What are you good at? You know, what are you good at? You might be good at things that you don't think people will pay you for. Let me give you a couple of examples. Let's say you're really good because you worked a job. Let's say you are really good with your CRM. Let's say you use Salesforce. Do you think that there's salespeople out there or companies, small business owners that are horrible at CRMs? Well, I can tell you right now there are thousands of them do not like CRMs and don't know how to use them. And not just Salesforce, you know, AWeber or many of the other types of CRMs that are out there. There's a lot of them. But because you worked a job all day, you might be really good at CRMs. You know what? That's a business. You just have to take that and monetize it through a sales funnel because there's ways to be able to get people to say, wow, yeah, I need help with that. Or let's just say other technology. Maybe your company was used to doing Zooms because, you know, companies nowadays have been using online meetings like that for years, you know, doing, you know, virtual meetings and stuff like that. So let's say you were really good. You were in their tech department, and you're good with doing Zooms. You might know how to do that. But you know how many people right now that are getting on Zoom that have no idea how to do one? And there's people that don't know how to set one up. And if you created a business of how to help people get on Zoom, that's a business. That's a money-making business because there's thousands upon thousands of people that are trying to use it. And I'm just using Zoom as the name, kind of like, you know, Kleenex. What I mean by that is online webinar systems. So you might know how to use online webinar systems and others don't. That's a business. Maybe you're good at cooking. Maybe you're good at making cookies, and that's what you do because you've been a stay-at-home mom. You've been taking care of the kids for a long time. You make cookies every week, but you're good at cookies, and those kids bring their neighbors and eat those cookies. Guess what? That's how Mother, you know, Mrs. Fields started, by making homemade cookies. So maybe you're good at that. And that's a business. You could package those cookies, and people will buy them all over the country. Watch Shark Tank. You'll see people selling cookies all over the world. You see, so you don't have a money problem. You have an idea problem because you're not asking the right questions. So the first thing you've got to do is ask the question, what are you good at? Here's another way you can ask that question because, you know, maybe you don't really want to do something you're good at. Maybe you want to do something you're passionate about. So that's another question you can ask yourself. What are you passionate about? What gets you up out of bed? What are you excited about doing? And then see if that can be a business. Because you might be passionate about really just doing poems. My wife, you know, she loves doing poems. She's been doing poems for years. And I've been talking to her, and I said, you know, you should write a book about those poems. She said, you really think I could do that? I said, yeah. Guess what? She just published her book. It'll be on our website soon, too, because we're making a funnel out of it, because that's going to be a business. Because other people want to know how to write poems. So she's going to show them how to write poems, how to get it published on Amazon, because she just did it. So she just did it from scratch, and she's going to teach others that want to know how to do it. You see, that's a business. And so that's one of the things you want to do is you want to ask yourself the right questions so you can start pull that goodness out of you, because there's people out there that need to hear your message. There's people out there that need to hear what you have inside that you can deliver to the world, and somebody will pay for it. You just got to know how to find them. So now how do you find them? That's where the funnels come in. That's where that sales process comes in. So there are different types of funnels. I'm just going to kind of rattle through them. And by the way, let me give you my phone number. If anybody wants to know more details about this, you could text me because I told you my academy is not up yet, so you could text me and I'll put you on the list when it comes out. It's going to be super inexpensive too. You know, I'll just tell you right up front, it's going to be $30 a month. That's it for so much marketing in there. And the reason why I did it so inexpensively because I am the mentor for the masses. And I want to help the masses get this information. But you're not going to get recorded videos. You're going to get me live every single week training and teaching you skill sets so you can go out into the marketplace and dominate. So here's the different types of funnels. One of them is a lead funnel. So you need a funnel that generates leads that build your list, and we teach you specifically how to do that. You need sales funnels, funnels that actually make the sale for you. They become one of your highest paid highest profitable, lowest paid salespeople there is. So you need a sales funnel. You need webinar funnels, whether if they're recorded webinars, which are called evergreen, or they're live webinars. So you need to know how to build those types of funnels. You need what's called a summit funnel. That's one of the ones I'm doing right now. Summit funnels where I'm interviewing experts in different trades. And then those experts are going to bring business to me, and they're going to get business. It's going to be a win-win situation. But a summit funnel is a powerful way to generate and build your list, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing it. So now summit funnel is another one. You know, there's big-ticket item funnels. Maybe you do want to do that coaching where you're going to teach businesses how to run their CRM, and you're going to charge $5,000 or $10,000. You need what's called a big-ticket funnel. It's a funnel that takes them through a process, a sales process, so that they will spend $10,000 with you on the first call. And then there's also things like product sales funnels. Maybe you have a book or you have a product or a service or something you want to sell online. So there's multiple book funnels and there's multiple types of product sales funnels. And there's a few other ones as well. But those are, you know, for the majority of the people, those are the ones that they'd be looking at. And so you want to learn how to do that. You want to learn how to build those funnels because when you do, now you have a skill set that you could take any product. It really doesn't matter the product anymore. Because there's a process of how to build the funnel and how to build the marketing behind the funnel so that you can attract your ideal client. And whether if you're going to do something like a high-end funnel where you're going to actually close over the phone or you're going to run them through a sales process where they buy on their own and never talk to anyone, you can do that. And it really doesn't matter what industry you're in. You could be in network marketing or you could be selling the cookies or you could be doing the consulting like we talked about earlier. It really doesn't matter the industry. You just have to learn this because right now, this is the direction the world is going. And I can tell you right now, if you're in that situation, if you're in a business where, you know, or you're in a situation where right now you're in between money, that's what I like to call it. I like to call it you're broke. I like to call it you're poor. I like to say you're in between money because you're just one idea away from your next success. You don't have a money problem. You have an idea problem. You're one idea away and you're one funnel away. And so that's what I do is I teach people how to build those funnels in. And I do that in the You Can Worldwide program that I'm putting together right now. But, you know, until it's up and running, if you guys go to businesssalesaccelerator.com, Accelerator is A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A-T-O-R, and you can go there and join while it's still up. And then once it's not up, it'll be rerouted to the You Can Worldwide platform that's going to be coming here soon. So I just want you guys to know this is so important. The first thing you have to do, if you want to succeed big in 2020, number one, you got to change your mindset. You got to become a marketer. You got to become proficient at your skills. If you notice, J-O-B, a job, you know, those aren't as secure as people thought they were. See, they were only as secure as the coronavirus. Where people that have a skill set, like myself and like Peter and like some of the other people that I work with, you know, it didn't affect them at all. As a matter of fact, it affected them. It made their business more profitable because they were in demand. It didn't affect my business. It just, I was already working from home. I was already working online. So it didn't affect my business in a negative way. I just changed products. It was easy. So that's why you want to develop the skill set. One, you want to develop the communication skills. How to communicate and articulate your message so that people will want to do business with you. That's one skill set you want to develop. Another one is you want to develop the sales skills. Now, when I say sales, I don't mean you're trying to convince someone. I don't convince anyone to do business with me. As a matter of fact, I try to convince them not to if it's not a good fit. If it is a good fit, then I try to encourage them too because I believe that by working with me, I could greatly enhance their business or their life and put them into a different financial tax bracket. That's my mindset. So I don't sell anybody anything. I have the goal to help them. But if they say no, to me, no means no. I'm okay with a no. You know, but I look for people that want the help. So I don't sell anything. So when I say sales, I mean the skills on how to help someone make an intelligent decision, and hopefully that intelligent decision is to do business with you. And then the third skill you want to learn is marketing. You need to learn online marketing like funnels. So that's one of the things I'll be teaching in my class. And also I'll be teaching online marketing, which is like Facebook ads, YouTube ads, LinkedIn marketing, you know, things like that, Google ads and things like that, because those things is what you need to know to build a business all around the world. Once you get good at this, like I said, it doesn't really matter the product. I'll give you a last story real quick. My dog, his name's Wellington. He's a little Cavalier King Charles. And I was doing something really stupid. I was feeding him sandwich meat, you know, like the sandwich meat you buy that we eat for lunch and stuff. And I was feeding him some of that in his dog food. And all of a sudden, we started noticing that he started becoming lethargic. His tail wouldn't wag anymore. He couldn't jump on the couch. We would try to pick him up under his belly, and he would whine and squeal so loud. It was so scary because I was like, he's got a tumor? What the heck is wrong with him? Why couldn't he move anymore? And he's only 5 years old, so he was a little puppy still, a little baby. Well, he's a full-grown dog, but, you know, baby as far as us. But he was small and just hurting. You could tell he was so uncomfortable. And I was like, what the heck is going on with this dog? So I was on the Internet, and a video came up, and this guy started talking about his dog. He happened to have a funnel, and his funnel was an hour-long video. So I watched that video. I was like, wow, this guy's talking about his dog food and how the dog food can impact people, impact the dogs, because he talked about what the dogs are supposed to eat, what they eat in the wild, with the guts of animals that they kill. And if you feed them table food, that's why they usually have problems. So I said, well, let me look at this. So I watched this whole video. I got on his website. I believed what it said, and I spent $180 on that dog food, 6 months' worth of dog food. I bought it. Came to the house. I shipped it. I put it down, gave it to him. 2 days later, that dog was back up and running, back lively, just running around like crazy, jumping on the couch. I mean, he loved the food. I've never seen a dog so excited to get a meal. I mean, it's like he's never had a meal before. He was so overly zealous to get his meal. So it's interesting because, you know, when I started looking at this funnel and I started learning this and I started deciding to teach it, I said, you know what? Once you have a funnel, it really doesn't matter the product anymore. I'm not product bound anymore by my sales skills anymore because now I know marketing. So I called up the company, the dog company, and I said, hey, your dog food changed my dog's life. I bet you there's a lot of dogs out there that need your dog food. He goes, yeah. I said, I'd like to market your dog food. How about I do that? How do you guys have that? Do you have a referral program? I said, yeah, we'd love to talk to you about that. So I'm going to take that dog food on. I'm going to put it in a funnel, and I'm going to sell the heck out of it all around the world because I saw the result. I'm a believer in the product. See, I'm not tied to a product anymore because now I've learned the skills of marketing. I already had the skills of sales. I already had the skills of communication. I already had the right mindset. I already knew how to ask the right questions. But what I was missing was the funnels and the systems of how to build one and the marketing strategies. So now I have that. So I feel I'm even more complete than I was because I didn't know what I didn't know. And that's where I feel a lot of people right now are, and that's why I'm doing this summit called You Can Success Summit, because there's 40 million people out there out of work, and those 40 million people need to know what's going on. And so that You Can Success Summit, it'll be on your page too. I'll give you the link for that once it's done. But people all around the world need to know that there is hope. There's hope out there. They're not stuck just based on their skill set that they have. I don't care if they're a receptionist at a McDonald's. I don't know if McDonald's have a receptionist, but you know what I mean. They could be the front desk counter person. It doesn't matter. You got a voice inside. You have a dream inside. You have a desire. You have knowledge and skills that people need. If you know how to post on Instagram, you know how many people don't know how to do that? Guarantee you they'll pay you for it because they need to know how to do it. So it's not a matter of you have a money problem. All these 40 million people out there, they don't have money problems. They have idea problems. And I'm going to help pull those ideas out. And that's why we're doing the You Can Worldwide and the You Can Success Summit, Peter, because it's now time to have the mentor for the masses go make a difference in the masses' lives. So, Peter, I just want to share that with you so you can see what I've been doing the last few days. It's been a pretty amazing ride.
Excellent information. So how would people get in touch with you one more time?
Sure. My direct number is 714-814-6888. And just go there first, because if you want to find out about the new academy that's coming out, just text me and I'll be able to, you know, help you with that. Also, like I said, I have the Success Summit, which is called You Can Success Summit. That domain will be available because we're building out the website for that shortly. But most importantly, if you just want to talk to me, I'll do a no-sales call. In other words, a no-sales zone call, where if you just connect with me, we can just talk, have like a virtual coffee over the phone, and, you know, I'll just share with you some ideas and give you some things that you can do for your business. And, you know, there won't be any selling or anything in that call. It'll just be a consultation just to help you and give you some ideas to help you better yourself. So that would be the best way to contact me. Call me on my cell, 714-814-6888, or text me, and I'd be more than happy to talk to you.
Excellent information. I am looking forward to hearing more about how this starts to evolve. And the cool thing about Steven is once you commit to it and other people, things work. So whether it's going to be dog food, dog biscuits, nutritional supplements, whether it's other mentoring programs or whatever, you're working. So that's one thing. You're going to make it work no matter what you do. And for those people listening in, he's going to be able to help pull that out of you if you start working with Steven. So, Steven, great information. Thank you very much. We're going to catch everybody next time. We'll also always have this on the Business Sales Academy. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/BSAA, but it looks like we're also going to have to change something. We'll have it on BSAA, and we'll do it also on that You Can as well. So we'll have that ready. Yep, we'll have that ready when Steve gets his website. So for those people listening in, you can catch this one on buildingfortunesradio.com/ BSAA, which stands for the Business Sales Accelerator Academy. We'll catch you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.